Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We were talking about how to benefit from the commemoration services of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the first step that needs to be taken, and we talked about it last time, was that we need to realize that Bala is the core, is the center of Karbala. What is Bala? Calamity. The calamity that Imam Hussein faced, the test that Imam Hussein faced, this is the core of Ashura. The second step is, and this is a very natural step, is that after a person realizes how Imam Hussein was tested and how difficult the test of the day of Ashura was, a person with an open heart begins to feel sad for Imam Hussein, begins to feel compassion for Imam Hussein, and they begin to mourn and grieve for Imam Hussein. This is very natural, and this is what an open heart, a compassionate heart does. And this is how we link ourselves with Ashura. This is how we link ourselves with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The more we grieve, the more we truly mourn for Imam Hussein, the more we share the bounties and the blessings that Ashura has for the believers. Brothers and sisters, the prophets from before, they have mourned for Imam Hussein. In one of the narrations in Ihtijaj, Prophet Zakaria was one of those that mourned for Imam Hussein. When he was told about the name of the five holy people, the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Sayyidah Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein, when Allah told the name of Imam Hussein to Prophet Zakaria, he began to cry. And he asked Allah in this narration, وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي, he says to Allah, Prophet Zakaria. When I remembered Hussein, when I remembered this holy name, when I remembered Imam Hussein, I began to cry. There Allah begins to talk about calamities of Karbala. For example, like the thirst that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had, and the sabr and the patience inside Karbala. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ زَكَرِيَا لَمْ يُفَارِغْ مَسْجِدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. After he heard what happened to Imam Hussein, for 3 days he did not leave the masjid. He did not allow people to come in. وَأَغْبَلَ عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ, and began to cry and cry. He was so moved by the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, he made a dua. This is, we're talking about the grief of having true sorrow for Imam Hussein, for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. He said this, he said to Allah, give me, Ilahi, urzuqni waladan, give me a son. Taqurru bihi ayni ala al-kibari, give me a son that makes my eyes delight in such an old age, and then take that son away from me. Give me the sorrow and grief that the Prophet of Islam had for his son, for his grandson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. أفجعني به كما تفجع محمدا حبيبك بولده. Give me some of the same misery, some of the same grief and sorrow that Prophet Muhammad had, that he knew that his son would be martyred. So Allah gave Prophet Zakaria Yahya alayhi salam, and Prophet Yahya alayhi salam was martyred, as they say, in Amr Ma'ruf, for commanding the good. And this is one story that shows that the prophets of Allah, they shared the grief. They became, aligned themselves with the grief of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about crying or grieving for Imam Hussein, it's important to note that it's not that if nobody were to cry for Imam Hussein, or that everybody would to cry for Imam Hussein, anything would change for the position and status of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein's status, alayhi salam, is so high. He does not need us to cry for him. When we look in the day of Karbala, when Imam Hussein asks for help, is he asking for help for himself? No. He knows he will be martyred. He's asking help for the people themselves so they can be saved. In the same way, when we are told to cry for Imam Hussein, it is important to note it is for ourselves. It is not for the Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt, as it says in Ziyarat Jami Kabira, ظَلَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ لَكُمْ. Everything is humble towards the Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt do not need us. Do not need us to cry for them. But we save ourselves. We begin to benefit from Karbala and the patience and the tests of Imam Hussein alayhi salam by mourning for him. When we look at Ziyarat Ashura, we find something interesting. It says that when you read, وَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ بِحَقِّكُمْ, I also beseech Allah in your names, وَبِشَأْنِ الَّذِي لَكُمْ عِنْدَى, أَنْ يُعْطِيَنِي بِمُصَابِي بِكُمْ, I ask Allah to recompense me for my commiserations for you. أَفْضَلْ مَا يُعْطِي مُصَابًا بِمُصِيبَتِهِ, with the most favored thing that he ever gives as compensation for misfortunes that has afflicted anyone. This line of ziyarat, or these few lines of ziyarat, is asking, when we're asking Allah to give us some of the same thawab and some of the same reward that when somebody has patience, when somebody has misery and has calamity fall upon them and has patience, they get the same reward. So this is one of the ways that we can benefit from the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. And this is one of the best ways, actually, is by understanding the bala and understanding the grief and truly bringing and feeling the burning sensation of grief in our hearts. And when this is done so, we will get the best reward for anybody that had sabr and grief. How the Quran says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those that have sabr, those that when they grieve for Imam Hussein, it's as if they were in Ashura. They get burnt by the calamities of Ashura, and then Allah will give them the rewards, inshallah, of the martyrs of Karbala. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla bayti tayyibin tahirin.